Tears for Fear. Everybody wants to rule the world. Hear the mix.
Everybody does.
Everybody does, except me. I don't want to.
I don't want either.
I don't want the responsibility. It would get in the way of my playtime.
I just want to decree that weather like this is how it will be every day, all day, forever. End of story.
Speak
that is what
me.
I
well,
want to
if
do.
You if you like this weather, no rain, but if you'd like it about 30 degrees hotter, we're working on that for you now, JD.
Okay.
However, you won't be able to enjoy it here because, well, you won't be able to drive up to this building because the roads will be underwater.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll be safe here on the third floor. In the
No, we'll be fine up here. No, we'll be
An
fine
island
up here.
Of hope.
I'm just going to stop driving a car to work and bring a canoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sail from, up towards Southport.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to canoe in from Lynn Haven. It'll take longer, but it'll be fun.
Something like that.
Something like that. And so, I don't have to worry about mowing the lawn because it's underwater.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have JD and Margaret from the Public Eye talking about the event this weekend, the Public Eye Soar.
Not as in ouch, though.
No.
S-O-A-R.
As in flying.
Okay.
Yes. Let your art soar.
Let your art soar. Let your eye soars down there. There will be art all over the buildings downtown.
Friday and Saturday evenings, 6 to 10 p.m.
Now, just how much does it cost me to go to this, JD?
mixing up nada, zitch, zilch, zip, zed.
He's not allowed to talk anymore.
No, we're trying.
It's early for my brain right now.
Well, and I doubt you've been getting a whole lot of sleep putting this whole thing together.
No.
I heard this year you've got some good sponsors.
We do. The reason why Public Eye Soar can be free this year is due to our presenting sponsors, and that includes Chevron, St. Joe Community Foundation, and also Bay Arts Alliance. Mm-hmm. So they have all banded together to make sure that Public Eyesore stays public, open to the public.
Yes.
Absolutely excellent.
We've always done it free, but this year, after the effect that the storm had on our business in general, we really needed it. Yeah, we could do it, but we couldn't do it this size for sure at all.
Yeah. It was really going to be tough this year for us to be able to do.
Now, if I'm going down there on Friday night, how long should I set aside for looking through this, JD?
Oh.
So do you want to hear what my ideal would be? Because I have to be there all the time. But my ideal would be I would go to Ferrucci's.
She has it all laid out. Yes.
She's got it all laid out.
At about 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then I'd eat delicious food. Or I might go to The Place. Or I might go to Tom's Hot Dogs.
The Place and Tom's Hot Dogs will be open.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or Millie's.
Yes.
And then I would have dinner at 5. Mm-hmm. And then I would mosey on down at 6 o'clock on Friday night to hear the mayor declare that it's a public eyesore at 6, and then enjoy myself for probably about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I might go to the Funky Mermaid and have a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's thought about this.
But,
yes.
I don't want to disappoint you, Margaret, but I don't think you're doing any of that.
She isn't, no.
You're going to be running from place to place frantically trying to make sure everything goes off the way it should.
I have a rich fantasy life.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Probably the only life I have is in my head, so don't feel lonely.
But anybody else that comes down can do that for sure.
That sounds extremely exciting.
Yes, it's a really fun show, and it's sort of one of those things that somebody needs to do it. Well, who's going to do it? Well, we can.
I guess we're going to do it.
I guess it's us.
It's us.
That's how it came about, you know.
Well, having seen it several times, it is absolutely great, so...
Great. Glad you like.
Thank you.
We will have some international art. Every year we have a theme that as the different artworks come in, it describes itself. It tells us this is the year of the face or the portrait, or this is the year of the landscape.
Or the turtle.
And this year it's the year of the local. We have the most local and definitely the highest percentage of local art that we've ever had. We do have some international art. We even have a mother and daughter who are coming all the way from France that I met last summer who are coming to see their work in the show. They get the medal for farthest distance traveled.
That's right.
Cool. There isn't really a medal for that, is there?
We're going to make one. They're coming all this way.
Yeah. They're coming a long way. They've never been to the United States before.
Yes.
And they're coming to Panama City to come to Public Eyesore and see their artwork on some buildings. So we're very excited.
And we have a lot of local, more local short films and things like that than we've ever had before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They actually generated, made, produced, written, shot by locals.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And that's all this weekend?
Yes.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, 6 to 10.
downtown Panama City.
And if it's raining, bring your umbrella because there's still going to be projections up. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we've got to get to our daily, order of business.
Yes, our major order of business of the day, which is our daily dose of vitamin B.
The Ooh. Beatles tune of the 9 o'clock hour.
Woohoo!
All here on the mix.